You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of John, chapter 14, verse 28 to 29. You have heard me say to you, I am going away and coming back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice because I said I am going to the Father. For my Father is greater than I. And now, I have told you before it comes, that when it does come to pass, you may believe. We must not lose sight of the goal and the intention of the Lord in whatever He is doing. Sometimes, you focus so much on what the Lord is doing and miss out on the intention and the goal of the Lord. Jesus told them that He will go and come back to them. And He assured them that what He has told them, it will come to pass. But that the reason why He told them ahead of time is not to impress them with prophecy. It's not to impress them with the gift of the word of knowledge. It's not to prove His ministry. Please understand this. He said when it does come to pass, you may believe. That is the goal. So, one, you need to ask yourself, believe what? Believe everything He had taught them. So, the goal of Jesus in saying something and it come to pass, according to this scripture, is that when it comes to pass, it will help them to believe so that they can go back to the word. That means He was doing all of that for them to believe the word. If you believe the word and you are already walking in the word, you don't need signs. Signs are for those who do not believe. Since you have believed, you don't need signs. But you see, the interesting today is that you are still looking for signs even when you have believed. Sign is supposed to point you to the word of God, to let you know that the word of God is reliable and it is dependable. So everything that Jesus taught His disciples, they can believe it and do it and walk in it. That is the whole essence. He said, and now I have told you before it comes, that when it does come to pass, you may believe. But sometimes you are dancing and celebrating, because something the Lord told you came to pass. But the goal and the intention of the Lord had not yet been achieved. You have not yet become a person that is committed to walking as Jesus walked. Or simply put, to walk in the teachings of Christ. But you are dancing around. That is not the intention. That is not what to celebrate. In fact, we have not yet reached the point of celebration. Because it is as you obey the word of God and it produces fruit in you that glorifies God. That is when the Lord Almighty is glorified. And that is when, in the end, you can rejoice with the Lord. So please, brethren, don't lose sight. The Lord may be doing certain things in your life that may be a bit supernatural. It is not for you to focus on the supernatural. It is for you to focus on His word. It is for you to believe His word. The doings of the Lord must return you to scriptures. He must take you to the word. The Lord is encouraging your heart. He is brooding upon your spirit in order for it to be able to trust the word, depend on the word, know that it is dependable. You can say that the Lord told me that this is going to happen in 15 years time, and 15 years later it happened. Then I can trust this God. So when you read His word, when you hear His word, you can take it and know that the word of God is yea and amen. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.